Welcome to the E2A Flippers Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Rakin, and this show is dedicated to helping you make more money by flipping physical products from eBay to Amazon.com. If that's what you're here to learn, then you're in the right place. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Steve here, Rakin Profit. In this video, I want to talk about and share how you can get ungated in two brands on Amazon and give you a little behind the scenes of how I look at getting ungated. So I'm in my free Facebook group, which if you're selling on Amazon, books, DVDs, eBay to Amazon, any of the above, you should definitely join it. It's called Selling Books on Amazon FBA, Online Arbitrage, Rake and Profit. We have over 8,000 members. Check it out. But there was a comment that came in from Brian, and Brian said, "Can anyone help me get ungated in office products such as Epson or Canon? Will pay." Well, good news for you, Brian. I've already shared with you how to do this for free, and I'm going to share with everybody else in this video. Okay. So I use a website and a supplier called Adorama.com. Okay. So I'm going to go to this website right now. All right. It's called Adorama.com. And here's the deal. If you want to get ungated in Canon or Brother or Epson, I'll share a couple examples here. Essentially, you're going to have to find a supplier that Amazon looks at as legitimate. Be careful though with certain websites. You know, Amazon has been known really over the last year or so. If you buy from specific suppliers, sometimes they'll ungate you, but then a year later, they'll regate you essentially because they didn't like the supplier. So there's specific suppliers you want to use. Right now, this is working. Okay. The same with like ChristianBooks.com. It's a good website to use to get ungated for like CDs and DVDs. But what you want to do is find a website that Amazon looks at as reasonable for getting ungated. And what you have to do is you have to buy 10 of a product, get the invoice. Either the company is going to send it in the shipment with you, or sometimes they'll send you like a digital invoice and you could upload that to Amazon. So if you go to Seller Central, add a product, upload your invoice, you'll get ungated. But there's a couple things that you're going to have to consider. And I want to share this with you in the video, okay? So number one, let's just say that you want to get ungated for, let's just say Epson, okay? Epson's a brand that I like to flip. Same with Canon. I buy a lot of it from eBay and flip on Amazon, ink, different camera supplies, printers, so on and so forth. You're going to have to find a product that you buy at least 10 of, okay? So you have to get one product within the brand that has an active ASIN on Amazon. So an ASIN, it's essentially every product on Amazon, like every product listing on Amazon has an ASIN. It like identifies the product. It's kind of like a UPC, but this is like Amazon's identifier. So you need to find a product that has an ASIN, an active ASIN, a listing on Amazon. So essentially what I would do is I would go over to this website and I would type in Epson. Now we're looking to buy 10 of an item. Now, there's a couple things to consider. Number one, you're not going to want to buy 10 of like a $400 item because you're going to be in for $4,000. So typically what I do and what I'm going to do on this website is I'm going to go to price low to high, and you're going to find a bunch of different products here. Okay. So there's a couple different ways to see if this is active on Amazon. One thing you could do if you're using SellerAmp is you can highlight the title, right click it. And if you have SellerAmp, which is a tool that I use to analyze deals, product research, you can actually right click it and it will open up on the side and you can see if there's an active ASIN for this product. Okay. So I'm going to wait for that to load. And look, I can see right here, this appears to be it, 4x6, 20 sheets, 4x6, 20 sheets. So we can actually click into that. And if you wanted to, you can click this button right here to go to the actual product page. Now, when you're buying an item to get ungated, you have to keep in mind that for the most part, you're not going to be making money, especially if you buy from like a retail site or, you know, something that's, you know, pretty public. You don't need like special credentials, or you're not having to build like a behind the scenes wholesale relationship. So a lot of times you're not going to make money on these. So the way I look at it when I'm getting ungated, I'm trying to spend the least amount of money, make sure there's an active ASIN. Okay. And I'm trying to lose the smallest amount of money. Now you have to understand, if I was to buy 10 of this product right here, I'd be in for about $78, maybe over 80 if I wasn't tax exempt for the website. So let's just say we're in for 80 bucks. What I would do, and I could already tell right here, I'm probably going to lose money. I would put my numbers in. Now I'm not going to run the numbers on this tool right now because I do eBay to Amazon. So I have like a prep center fee for $2 and then $2 for a sourcer. So it's going to say I'm going to lose money. On 784, I'm probably, I don't even know, maybe I'd make a dollar or so. But I'm looking to lose the least amount of money And I'm also looking to find an item that sells quickly, because if I could get even half my money back and I could sell it quickly, I'm only out $40 instead of all of 80. Because what a lot of people do is they'll buy like 10 of a product and maybe it's only like $2 or $3 each and it never sells. You just lose all your money. Now, that's not the best example, because it's worth it if you're going to get in a brand like Epson or Canon for $20 or $30. It's just the cost of doing business and it's a write-off. But I look at, is there an active ASIN? Okay, so make sure the pictures match up, make sure it's the exact same item. Try to find an item that has a good sell-through rate so you can at least get some of your money back. And just run the numbers to see how much money you're going to make after fees. A lot of times you're going to lose money, but this would be a great example. I would buy 10 from the company. And again, it has to be 10 of that specific ASIN. So don't buy 5 of this Epson item and then 5 of a different one with the different ASINs. Again, each product has an ASIN associated, which I'm highlighting right here, okay? So you need to make sure the item is active on Amazon. So that's pretty much it. Now, depending on the website, they might send you an invoice, a digital invoice right after you buy, which you could then upload. Or sometimes what they're going to do is actually put it in the shipment. And then what you'll do is, you know, scan that in, take a picture, and then upload that into Amazon Seller Central. So that's a great example of a product you can get ungated for Epson. Now, here's another one that we can do if we want to get ungated for Canon. And again, big shout out to Brian for asking this question. Again, you guys join the group. It's 100% free. I'm going to type in Canon and guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Canon. And then essentially what I would do is just filter this by lowest price again. And I would look for, I'd look for the lowest hanging fruit. That's the cheapest. I'm going to go shop used Canon. For some reason, it's not letting me filter it, probably because I went onto that page. But you get it, right? Just go in. When I got ungated for Canon, what I got was a camera lens. So these DSLR cameras, you know, you have to have a little lens cap to protect it from dust and different things. I bought 10 of them for like $2 and I didn't even send it in, because what am I going to sell them for, like $5 each and just lose money? On Amazon, you really want to sell things for like $10 to $15 or else you're not going to make much money. And that's it. So hopefully this video helps. It's very simple. Find a website for office supplies. I love to use this website, adorama.com. Buy at least 10 of an ASIN. Try to get something with a good sell-through rate. And look at it from a standpoint of, you're not really going to make money for the most part. You're just trying to lose the least amount of money. And sell-through rate is important, or else if it doesn't sell, then you're out everything that you paid. So hopefully this helps. Appreciate you guys. Much love. And I'll see you in the next video. Bye.